Scientists say New York's weather has already started morphing into what it will become: heavier rains, fiercer and more frequent storms, higher sea levels. By mid-century, water levels around the city are expected to be 1 to 4 feet higher. WNYC's Jim O'Grady explains what that means for New Yorkers of today.
I'm standing on the Williamsburg waterfront with Malcolm Bowman, an oceanography professor from Stony Brook University in Long Island. He's recalling a nor'easter from the not-so-distant past.
We had a very large flood in December 1992 that flooded the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. It flowed into the Hoboken train station. PATH trains were stranded under the Hudson River. Fortunately, no lives were lost, but if the water had come up a few more inches, we could have had a large loss of life.
Bowman says higher sea levels will give extreme storms more water to funnel toward the city. It will come from two directions: through Long Island Sound and down the East River, and up through the Verrazano Narrows toward lower Manhattan.
Straight across the river, we could expect the FDR Drive to be underwater. We would expect the water lapping around Wall Street. We could see vital infrastructure, hospitals, sewage treatment plants, communication conduits, all paralyzed by flooding with seawater, which is very corrosive.
This is not a disaster movie. Scientists and the city are taking the threat very seriously. Mayor Bloomberg's panel on climate change recently issued a major report saying the city faces, quote, new hazards and heightened risks. I asked David Bragdon, director of the mayor's Office of Long-Term Planning and Sustainability, what he plans to do about it.
There's no one singular answer to your dramatic question.
He did say chronic flooding would affect more than just lower Manhattan and the Rockaways.
I think it's fair to say there are vulnerable neighborhoods in all five boroughs.
The city is already lifting things up, things like pumps at wastewater plants, and at Willets Point, an entire development, to keep them away from floodwaters. It's also redrawing flood maps to show more neighborhoods at risk from the severest storms that now occur once every 100 years. Those storms could be hitting New York every 10 years by the end of this century. Bowman, back on the waterfront, says the city needs to start planning now to take defensive measures. He favors building storm surge barriers at Throgs Neck, where Long Island Sound and the East River meet, and at the opening to the lower harbor between the Rockaways and Sandy Hook, New Jersey. The steel and concrete barriers would rise about 30 feet above the water's surface at their highest point. Like the barriers on the Thames River that protect London, they would stay open most of the time to let ships pass, but closed to protect the city during hurricanes and severe storms. Preliminary engineering studies put the cost at around $11 billion. He says it's the only long-term solution that matches the threat.
I'm proposing that New York City should get serious by building storm surge barriers at critical points around the city to keep the rising sea level and to keep the storm surges away.
Klaus Jacob, a Columbia University research scientist who specializes in disaster risk management, says another option for the city would be to retreat from the shoreline.
We will have to densify the high-lying areas and use the low-lying areas as parks and buffer zones.
When Jacob looks 200 years into New York's future, he sees Venice.
You may have to build bridges or get Venice gondolas or your little speedboats, ferrying yourself up to those buildings.
David Bragdon is not comfortable with such scenarios. He'd rather talk about the concrete steps he's taking now, like updating the city's flood evacuation plan to include more people.
Someplace between the extremes of saying, okay, we're going to move 200,000-400,000 people out of areas that they've occupied for generations, mm-hmm. and we're going to disinvest in literally billions of dollars worth of infrastructure in those areas. And the other extreme would be, you know, hide our heads in the sand and say, well, nothing's going to happen.
Right. Bragdon says he does not think New Yorkers of the future will have to retreat very far from shore, if at all. But he's not sure, and he'll neither commit to storm surge barriers nor eliminate them as an option. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.
For maps that show which neighborhoods are at risk and where the storm surge barriers would go, go to WNYC.org.